we left off on the bottom of Samach Beis and the Beis. Itmar, Havei Legiti. So this is a Tosefta, where you have two cases of where the Shaliach, the Isha tells the Shaliach to do one thing, and the Shaliach does another. The woman says, Iskabe Legiti, and the Shaliach comes to the Baal and says, Ishtecha Amra Havei Legiti. Or the woman says to the Shaliach, bring me my get, which really means either he's not her Shaliach, or he's somehow a Shaliach Lahulacha. That's a Machalot B'Sarisharim. And the husband and the Shaliach says to the husband, Ishtecha Amra Iskabe Legiti. So in this case, which is that's the case right here. Havei Legiti Ishtecha Amra Iskabe Legiti. Hu Omer Heilach Kemash Amra. And the husband says to the Shaliach, here you go, whatever she said. Not Holech Kemash Amra, but Heilach Kemash Amra. And the Gemara will make a point of that at the end. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Baravua, Amar Rav, Afilu hi get liyada ena megureshes. Even when the get reaches her hand, she's not megureshes. So what strikes us as odd at the outset is that it's one thing to say that when the get reaches the hands of the shaliach, when he receives it from the Baal, she's not megureshes, because he can't be a shaliach lekabbalah without the rishus of the isha. But why isn't it a get when the shaliach brings the get to the isha? There are two possibilities. One, neither which immediately jumps off the page there are two possibilities. One is that the husband made him a shaliach lekabbalah, and he can't be, and the husband did not make him a shaliach laholacha. And since he made him a shaliach lekabbalah, not a shaliach laholacha, when the woman gets the get, she's not getting the get, miyad baila. Because if he's a shaliach lekabbalah in the husband's view, which she's not in reality, it's not shlucho shel adam kamoso. So when the shaliach brings the get to the isha, and he wasn't a shaliach lekabbalah either, so it wasn't shlucho shel adam, shlucho shel isha kamosa, so he's just a mailman. The other possibility, which the Gemara of Shavashi is going to broach, is that the shaliach is not a shaliach. In other words, even if the husband would be happy to make him a shaliach halacha, even if the husband says, yeah, whatever, nonetheless, he said, I want to be a shaliach kabbalah, not a shaliach halacha. When he turns around and now he brings the get, that doesn't work, because he wasn't appointed. When the husband gave him the get, he wasn't manoi as a shaliach laholacha. And now when he's turning around deciding that he'll be a shaliach laholacha, well, he already has the get. The husband, the meaning of shlichus can't happen at that point. Now, one other piece of background to this, which is the Gemara Rashi, surprisingly doesn't quote it sufficiently for the rest of us to understand, but the Gemara in Bav Metzia has the following shaila. It's a more complicated thing. It's explained in the Mishnah, Asochar Sapon Lebehitu Zeza. But one of the possibilities that the Gemara broaches there is that I ask Shimi to hire several people on my behalf. So he goes to the rest of you. And I tell Shimi, I'll pay $25 an hour. And Shimi, for whatever his reasons, goes to them and says, guys, you know, Rebbe has a job and he's offering $15 an hour. And they say, well, whatever Rebbe says. That would be actually a perfect way of describing it. And now, the question is, do I have to pay $25 an hour or $15 an hour? Because on the one hand, I offered $25, and you guys said, hey, look, kamo shama. On the other hand, he told you what I said was $15. So what are you relying upon? Are you relying upon Shimi or rely upon me? So that's a question of is adibur di day kasamach or adibur di da kasamach? In our Gemara, di day is the shaliach, di da is the isha. So the Gemara immediately jumps and makes the inference, two lines from the bottom, shmamina adibur di day kasamach, that the Baal is being samach on the dibur of the shaliach, who said that your wife said, make me a shaliach kabbalah, so he gives it to him as a shaliach kabbalah, except for he's not a shaliach kabbalah. The e adibura dido kasamech, if when he said heilach kamasha amra, he was saying whatever she said.
Then mechigbata gita liyada miyatigarish.
He said, bring me my get, meaning biyashlech olacha for me, or biyashlech olacha. And the husband says, heilach kamashama. She said, biyashlech olacha, so biyashlech olacha. So the fact that she's not megareshes at all indicates that adibura didei kasamach. He believes the shaliach, so when he says, heilach kamashama, meaning, not kamashama in the cosmic sense, kamashama, what you just said to me.
So Amar of Hashi, Hachi Hashka.
That's the Ibaye in Bava Metzia. Ravashi says, what are you talking about?
It doesn't resolve the issue. Bishlama itma ipcha. If you take the other case in the Tosefta, Hiskabe ligiti bishtachamra haveni giti, the hu amar he la kamasha amra.
So the shalich, the woman said, be makabo my get for me. She's memana him as a shalich la Kabbalah. He says to the Baal, your wife said, send the get with me, but not that I should be a shalich la Kabbalah. The husband says, hey, lach kamasha amra. If the husband intends for him to be a shliach la Kabbalah, then she's being gerashes immediately. Because she said, make me be a shliach Kabbalah for me. The husband says, be her shliach la Kabbalah, done. If he's relying upon the shliach, so the shliach said, whatever reason, not be a shliach la Kabbalah, the husband appoints him as a shliach la Holacha, and he said he's a shliach la Holacha, so fine, so when the gate reaches the right hand, she's being gerashes. So that's if my ipchais kabel the gita mishtal barhabi the gita ivu amar lahech kamashamra ve'amar rav nachman amar baravua amar rav kevin shiagiret liyadam ugureshes alma adibur didei hudakasamach inami liyada adibur didei kasamach. Either one, you would resolve the issue. Now the hacha mishum da akre shlich l'shchusa l'gamrehu da amar shlich l'kabal avinach l'alacha l'havina. Now Ravashi says, here's the deal. This guy doesn't want to be. The woman said, "Be moch to get for me." He's going to see that. He's going to be going to the husband anyway. So he's happy to be a shliach al Kabbalah because he receives the get and done. He doesn't have to go anywhere. She's a bit gracious immediately. He doesn't want to be a shliach al Halacha. So when he says that shliach al Kabbalah havina, when he says ishtacham reskabe legiti, he is saying, "I'm not interested in being a shliach la Halacha." Therefore, when the Baal, so Tosus points out, if it had said,
Mishihigia, get, liyada,
in our original case, and it said Mishihigia get and Migarashas, you would understand that the husband was somech on the dibor of the wife. In other words, she said Havi Lagiti, he said Iskava Lagiti, the husband said whatever she said, and he means to make him a Shliach Laholacha, and he's a Shliach Laholacha, that would be fine. That would be poshut dibaya. But if it's not a get at all, it's possible that the reason it's not a get at all is because he was okay with shlichos. He was saying, I refuse to be a shlich halacha. The fact that he then brings the get subsequently just means he changed his mind. But the change of his mind doesn't help.
But in this, but in the case that you could have, if you wanted to be poshut dibaya, want to help us be poshut dibaya, you should have given the case where she says Kabbalah, he says halacha. A shlich halacha is happy to be a shlich la Kabbalah.
And what's the big deal? Oh, you're telling me I don't have to go bring it back? Oh, wonderful. So he said shlich halacha. He changed it. He doesn't mind the shlich kabbalah. So there's no akira shlichus there. It's not that he needed the exercise. He could get the exercise without bringing her again. So therefore, if you had taken that case, the second case in Tosef, and said, Mishigir liyado, she's migrashis, it's at the boy didah, that she said kabbalah, and he meant kabbalah, so when, as soon as the shlich is makabalit, liyado, she's migrashis. And if he had said, in the kemet you get liyado, so then we would have known, adibor didei kasamach. The shliach said halacha, even though that's not what she said, so the Baal is making him a shliach halacha, he agreed to be a shliach halacha. But in our case, if you teach the case, and if you say, kemet she get, that she's not migrashis, afilu you get liyada, you just don't know what exactly, what happens in a normal case. Is it adibor the shliach, or is it adibor the original bialim that you actually rely upon?
Okay. Note, by the way, one thing about this Gemara. Rav Ashi here, who's Rav Ashi responding to here? This is for Ephraim and anybody else who's interested. Who's Rav Ashi responding to here? Correct. He's responding to the Stam of the Gemara, which is meaningful because it suggests that there are Stam of the Gemaras that exist a little earlier. It's not very early, but earlier. That's a whole debate, whether Amoraim ever responded to the Stam. Just for the record, most Stam of the Gemaras are probably the last layer, but I think that there are Stams that are actually earlier. So this is an issue that's been, you know, heatedly debated amongst the scholars. Yes, I thought.
Yeah, okay, so right. So there are, you know, and by the way, note, there's a case. Where do we encounter this? I don't remember if it's in, I think it was in one of the last few that we did. I didn't bother to point it out to you, that the Rishonim, sometimes the Rishonim point out that the Amoraim are actually responding to their own questions. The opening part of the Gemara is anonymous, so there's a question, and the Amor responds, it was actually the Amor who asked the question. He's not responding to them. There's a famous example, Baba Metzia, like the beginning of the second, I think it's the first Mishnah of Eila Metzias. You take a look there, there's a Tosus there, on something like Bakama, and Tosus says, oh, whoever answered the question, he was the one who asked the question. So, you know, sometimes you can work your way around this. This case certainly seems to be a case where Ravashi is responding to the diuk, the anonymous diuk. Okay, fine. It's not that important. So now the Gemara says the following: Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Tashma. Now, as I mentioned last Sunday, the kasha here is not being asked against the discussion of Dibur Dibay or Dibur Dida right now. It's being asked against Rav. It's not being asked against the diuk that was discussed and Ravashi's response to the diuk, which I suggest anyway is really taken out of the sugya of a metzia and placed here as well. He's really responding directly to the question that Rav said that she's not megureshes. And the understanding of the Gemara is that when Rav said she's not megureshes is because the husband said, be a shliach lekabbalah, and he can't be a shliach lekabbalah. And the husband doesn't say, well, listen, be whatever works. He's not thinking that. The shliach said, be a shliach lekabbalah. He says, okay, the skabo gets in the ishti, which he didn't say, obviously, but I'm filling that in right now. So he is making the shaliach hashliach kabbalah. He's not saying do it however it works. So is that really true? Ha'omer hiskabo gets in the ishti, holach gets in the ishti. What's a lachso yachso? What is that line from? Jimmy, it's the first line of the Mishnah. I remember I told you every one of the four pieces in the sugya is going to be using the Mishnah as its proof text. So it starts out with the first line of the Mishnah. Ha'omer hiskabo gets in the ishti. Aholach gets in the ishti. Ratza lachso yaso. He can back out. Taima the ratza halo ratza have a get. It's only because he chooses to back out. But if the shaliach brings the get to the wife after the husband said hiskabo gets in the ishti, so va'amai ha'bal la bar shavuyeh shaliach lekabalahu. The husband can't appoint a shliach kabbalah. So why is the get good when it reaches our hands? Ella, Amiran, obviously we say, Kevin Shinasav in a Vagarsha, once he's decided to be Megarisha, Neymar Amar Tigarish Kohecha Nemigarsha. So Hachanami, Kevin Shinasav in a Vagarsha, Neymar Amar Tigarish Kohecha Nemigarsha. So the question that Rav Huna Bar Chiya is asking is, look, in the Mishnah he says his Kabel. His Kabel doesn't work. So if it works when it gets to our hands, so why? But he said, be a shlicha kabbalah. The answer is, he's saying, do whatever it takes. Be a shlicha kabbalah. If that doesn't work, be something else. So say the same thing here. Isha said, Amar havelegiti. The shlicha says to the husband, ishtecha amar eskabel gitzisi. The husband says, okay, do whatever she said. Or whatever else would make it into a get. Now, notice, by the way, that the Gemara did not give it, had a way of, a different way of deflecting the question, which I don't think it says in any of the further Shaka Natalia. How else could the Gemara have deflected the question? Why would the ratio of the Mishnah, why the opening line of the Mishnah not be a proof? Because what did he say? Shimmy? No. No, that's what the Gemara is going to say at the end. You could have said, because hiskabel v'holech ka'amah. Right? The Gemara, if the husband said hiskabel v'holech, so we understand it's not clear that he's making a shlich kabbalah. But that was the opening dechia of the Gemara for a different point, where the holech is kishidami. So the Gemara took the two parts and fused it. I think it was Ravashi, in fact, who fused it. So you could have said the same thing here. It's almost as if the Gemara operates here, ignoring what was said earlier. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, that's ridiculous. That's not a good comparison. Hasam adam yodeh change shlichos lakabbalah, but gamar menosam l'shem holocha. Holocha ta'i. So that's a case where, in the case of the Mishnah, where the husband is the initiator, he knows he's initiating. When he says his kaba gets elishti,
He's not a total Amoritz. He might be a half Amoritz, but a total Amoritz he's not. And everybody knows, everybody who's not a total Amoritz knows that a husband can't appoint the Shilcha Kabbalah. And therefore, when the husband says it's Kabbalah, it's not Davka, he means, get this, get to my wife. But, Hacha, Toi. In this case, people might make a mistake. Now, Rashi points out here, so I mentioned this last week also, Tashma, Rashi points out, is a truth from the Rav Nachman. It's not a truth to the Gemara's statement about, Shma Mina, that I dibor didei kasamach. It's going back to the original point. And Rashi notes that this line and this answer in the Gemara, even I think with that, will work for Rashi as well. Which is a different way of saying that in this Gemara right now, the whole issue earlier about the Stam and the Gemara's diuk and Rashi is really not what's coming into play. We're not answering for them, we're answering for the original statement of Rav Nachman b'shem Rav. Okay. Tashma. Third wide line. Kitana sha'amra hiskamba ligiti, eno get achiyagia get liyada. If a girl, whose father, let us presume, to make it simple, a simple case, her father is dead. Her father had married her off when he was alive. And therefore she is mekudeshes midoraisa. And now, she appoints a shaliach to be mekabel her get. So it's not a get until it reaches her hand. That's what the Mishnah says. Where is this Mishnah? What's that? Later in the parak. That was my question. So later in the parak. So himata gita liyada miyami garsha. That's not really a diuk. It's an explicit statement. Eino get achiyagi liyada. But I mean, you could call that a diuk, but technically, it's not a get before it reaches her hand. What about when it reaches her hand? Well, obviously, when it reaches her hand. Otherwise, you would say, it'll get. So, avamai, balav shlich halacha shavya. She didn't make a shlich halacha. She made a shlich kabbalah. Ela, amrinan, kevan shenasav inav legarshim. And presumably, I think the Gemara is assuming, she went to he went to the husband and says, your wife said, hiskaba legiti. And he gave it to her. And it's all true. She spoke the truth, he spoke the truth, and the husband responded in kind. So why is it a get when it reaches her hand? He's basically saying, I want to get rid of her. So yeah, whatever it takes. So the Gemara once again responds, Hachi hashta, that's a ridiculous comparison. Hasam adam yodea she'en shlichos lakatan. The Gemara menasa no l'shem halacha. But hachatai, no. Everybody who knows anything about Gittin knows that she can't appoint the shaleach. So when he says it's kabo, he means take it to her. Yes, John. So I think the assumption of the Gemara, you have to say, it's a good, very good observation. You have to say that somehow, the Gemara thinks that in this case, perhaps the person does make a mistake. And in the first case, he said his kabbali on his own. So that, he knows he can't make a shlech kabbalah, but here, his wife sent a shlech kabbalah. The shlech says he sent her a shlech kabbalah. It's true he did. So he says his kabbal. So the Gemara thinks for a moment, maybe he doesn't know that she can't appoint the shlech kabbalah. That's what I think have to say. Toshima. Hove legiti, v'ishtach amra iskaba legiti. Iskaba legiti, v'ishtach amra hove legiti. So we have both cases that are presented now in the Tosafta, where either she says be a shlicha kabbalah and he tells the husband I'm a shlicha holacha from her, or she says be a shlicha holacha and he tells the husband she made me ask me to be a shlicha kabbalah, and he says in response who omer holech, and you're really going to break this up because later it will be broken up. The Ran points this out. I don't think Rashi says this explicitly. Holech la, tein la, zaki la. Now, Ratza Lachzor Yachzor. He is able to back out. Mishihigia get liyada migureshas. So right now we're thinking, if she says, if either of these two scenarios, if the husband responds with, well, we'll see, responds to the shliach statement, in both cases, she's not megureshes immediately. He can back out. But when the get reaches her hand, she's migureshes. So the Gemara now wants to know, how do the pieces go together? How do they fit? So my lav kabbalah a kabbalah v'holacha a holacha. That kabbalah goes, in other words, when she said hiskabel, when he said to the husband, hiskabeli, the husband said, hiskabel getzelishti. And when she said, when the shliach said, ishtecha amra habeli, he says, holech getzelishti. And if that were the case, what that would mean is that when the husband appointed him a shliach lekabbalah, when he said, your wife said, make me a shliach lekabbalah, and when the get reaches her hand, mia, she is megureshes. So don't you see from that, that he is somech, adibura, that he says, kolhecha demigarsha tigarsha. And even though he said, be a shliach lekabbalah, even though the shliach told her, let it be a shliach lekabbalah, nonetheless, he's saying, however it works, it works. And that's the exact case that Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bavu Amar Rab case. If you put Kabbalah on Kabbalah, meaning the Kabbalah of the Baal and the Kabbalah of the Shaliyah, then it's preferish against what Rab said. So the Gemara says, lo, Kabbalah holacha v'holacha kabbalah. So let's just work this out. This is one of those cases where you got to talk it out or you have to write it out. If the husband said holacha on Kabbalah, the Shaliyah said, the wife said, holech getze l'ishti. The shliach says, ishtecha amra hiskabel getze. And he says, holech, la. So it's a get when it reaches her hand. That makes sense. That's fine. Now let's take the reverse stage. She says, hiskabel l'giti. He says, holech, the shliach. The husband says, hiskabel la. So in such a case, when should she be in the geresha? Well, let's take the scenarios. What did she make him? What kind of shliach is he willing to be? Even a shliach laholacha. And the husband says, iskabeli, iskabela. So it should be a guess, the Gemara is about to say, when it reaches his hand. So the Gemara says, after it says, lo, kabbalah laholacha, I kabbalah laholacha, michi mati hita liyada la'alta la'vegita. In the case where he says Kabbalah on the holacha of the shaliach, but the woman said Kabbalah, so it should be an immediate get. Shamis mina, what do you see from that? Adibur didei kasamach. Alright, so fine. The only way to explain why it's not a get until it reaches her hand, even though he could be a shaliach Kabbalah, is because he said to the husband, holach, and even though he said, you know, even though he said his kabel, so is holech. One second. Yes. Yeah, it means his kabbalah the holech. So you see that adibura, you should conclude adibura di de kasanech. And therefore what? If you don't want to do that, you have to say, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, halacha, halacha. And it turns out that Rav is wrong. In other words, when the shliach says, hiskabel, ishtachar reskabel, and he says hiskabel, you see what? That he's a shliach halacha, because the husband says, kohechid titigarsh, timigar ishtigarsha. Against Rav. So the Gemara says, no. Achi hashta. Hasam kamar la, heilach kemashama. Rav said, look at Rav's case. The shliach says, iskabel getze l'ishti, ishtacham iskabel l'giti, v'ruhamar, heilach kemashama. So in that case, he is doing it exactly in accordance with what he thinks she wanted. He thinks that's what she said. In our case, what is the shaliach? What does the husband say? Ishtecha amra iskabel l'giti, and he says, iskabel l'gita. Iskabel getze l'ishti. He might be working on his own there. He's not saying just as you said. And therefore, that's why in Rav's case, the get is not a get even if it reaches her hand. Because, right, that's why it's not a get. Either because Adibura di de kasamech, or
because the shliach was oker l'shlichus.
Fine. Now the Gemara is going to lead up to the fourth question with an introduction. Tana Rabbana. Iskava ligiti, v'ishtach amra iskava ligiti. Right, for once, everything's in order. Hu omer, holechla, I'm going to add the word in, v'teinla, zaki la v'iskava la, ratzalas lo yachzor. The Tanakhama says, all of these are the shonos, at least in response to the Isha. At least in response to her, all of these lashonos can be understood as zechi. Zechi, because it's explicit, iskava because it's explicit, and holech and pain, because holech is pain and pain. Rabbi Nosan Omer, holech v'teila, both of those, ratza lachzor yachzor, because holech is lav kisri, and pain is lav kisri. You might remember, by the way, that this does, I believe, create a stira to the first para, which Tosis points out. Anybody remember what the stira was? I didn't make you work hard enough on the Chazara. Shimmy? Now, where did Tosa say that? It wasn't my Bikias, I'm sure. Isn't there a Yesh Omrim here? Oh, no. No, I got it wrong. It's the Yesh Omrim and the Brisa, which is obviously not Rabbi Nassar. Rabbi Nassar and the Brisa is consistent with this. The point is the Yesh Omrim and that Brisa, Yudalam and Beis, which Yesh Omrim is normally Rabbi Nassar, based upon the story at the end of Horios, when Rabbi Nassar and Rabbi Meir plotted against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and they got exposed, and they got thrown out of the Beis Medrash, but since they needed them to answer all the questions, they said, Torah, Anu Mi Bifrim, Torah Mi Bachutz, so they let them back in, but Rabbi Meir's statements from then on in will be known as Acherim, and Rabbi Nassim's is Yesh Omrim. So that Yesh Omrim is not Rabbi Nassim. Now Rabbi Nassim the Braisa is consistent. He holds Holech Lav Kisri. So Rabbi Nassim says that Holech is Lav Kisri, and Latin is Lav Kisri, but Zechi is Kisri, and Eskabel is Kisri, because that's explicit. And then, Rabbi Omer Bechulan Ratzah Layachzar. Aval, Im Amar Lo I Efshi Shit Kabbalah, El Holech Latin La, Ratzah Lasa Yachzar. So the Gemara says, Rebbe, Hainu Tanakama. What's the difference between those two opinions? Rebbe was coming to teach us that last clause. He's not arguing with Tanakama. He said, I agree with the Tanakama. And because of that, the only way for the husband to stop the get from being chal, he has to explicitly state, I don't want it to be a get. I don't want you to be a shlech la Kabbalah. I'm going to give it to you only b'toras halacha. Alternatively, it's just telling us who's the Tanakama is Rebbe. Rebbe and Rabbi Nassan were contemporaries. How do you know that? Other than they're arguing here? Yes? No. No. I mean, what? I don't know. I mean, Rabbi Nassan was Rabbi Nassan Hababli, I believe, the same person, but no. Rebbe Reb Nassan, Sof Mishra. The Gemara in Bava Metzia. About Sifro Shal Adam Harishon, I think it is, that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's a Gemara you should know. The Rebbe was, Shmuel was Rebbe's doctor, and he helped him a lot. And Rebbe wanted to get smicha. And he was, it's somehow you couldn't just give smicha any of the time, so Rebbe was always looking for an opportunity. It never happened. And I think he was told, I don't know if it was by Shmuel or somebody, said, don't worry about it, I saw Sifro Shal Adam Harishon, and it said in it that, I quoted this morning from my other share. Hold on, I should pull it out for you because it's in a great Gemara. You should know this. Even if you never learned Bava Metzia, you should know this Gemara. Of course, it's not where I think it's supposed to be. It is Pehei Amud Beis at the bottom. It says that he healed Rebbe. Kamistar Rebbe Lemismeche, Veloha Mistaye Milsa. Amar Le, Shmuel said to him, Lolitstar Mar. The master shouldn't be so upset. Lididi Chazi Li Sifra da Adam Arisha. Luxibe, Shmuel Yarchina'a, Chakim Yiskere, Verebi Lo Yiskere. Shmuel Yarchina, I assume he's called Yarchina because he was a Bucky in astronomy. So he, unless he was from Lunel, but I doubt that. He will be called the Chacham, but not called Rebbe. He wouldn't have Smicha. Va'asud the Rebbe Al Yadote. And his Rebbe's healing will be but through him. Rebbe v'Rabbi Nosan Sof Lishna, Ravashi v'Ravina Sof Ora, v'Simanech Aravo Amikdashi Al Avina La'acharisa.
That's why you should know that Gemara. So Rebbe v'Rabbi Nosan or Sof Lishna. Yes, Brian. What's that? I'm not discussing that now. You know that Shuragon in his Igeris doesn't have Ravashi, he has Ravasi. It's somebody else. So he also talks about all the great things Ravashi did in his Masa Machasya, and he mentions nothing about the redaction of the Bavli, at the end of the Bavli.
So he probably has a Girsa Ravina Ravasi, which would solve a lot of problems, actually. Okay. So bottom line is that tell us that the Tanakhama is Rebbe. Question number four, which was now set up this way. Now we know that Rebbe holds Holech Kishri. Rebbe Nassan holds Holech Lav Kishri. Ibayim Lahu, which really, by the way, in a weird sense, is an answer, not an answer, to the first question of the Sugya. Holech Kishri or Lav Kishri. So now the Gemara tends to make a deal. Now the Gemara says the following. Ibayim Lahu. Heimach l'Rabbi Nosson kischi dami or lav kischi dami. Holech is not kischi, but heilach. What about heilach? Toshma, Omer hiskabo getzil ishti, holech getzil ishti, ratzalas or yasa. Where is that line from, Shimon? It's the opening line of the Mishnah again. No, he's not done. It's not enough yet. Ha'ish shamer hiskabo legiti, ratzalas or lo yasa. So, my love, is it not a case in the first part of the Mishnah? Iskabo zeget ishti. Oh, holech. He says heilach. And what is the proof? In other words, if the woman said hiskabo ligiti, not on the first part of the Mishnah, it's on the second line. That's why they quote both. The Haz Ishan Hamar Iskaba Ligiti, and the assumption is we're going to fill in the first part of the Mishnah, like we did in the opening part of the Sugya. We have a perfect inverse parallel here. The husband said in response to Iskaba Ligiti, Hiskaba Getzel Ishti or Holech Getzel. Now, Holech we know is not Kishri. But the Gemara says, my love, isn't it a case of Helach? And the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Nosson. The Gemara says, lo, beholech, the Rabbi. In other words, on the assumption that the second clause of the Mishnah is tied to the first clause of the Mishnah, if the woman says Hiskaba gets in the Ishti, and the husband says Hiskaba, when he says Holech, that she's Megureshes, it's not the Holech, because Holech is Kishri. Tashma. Now the third clause of the Mishnah, L'fikach amamar la ba'ali yefshish Hiskaba la, ela Holech v'tein la ratza lasu yasa. So taima da amar yefshi, halo amar yefshi ratza lasu yasa. That's the diak that we accept. My lav behelach. In other words, if he said heilach, he wouldn't be able to be chozer. Once he gave it to her, the Rabbi Nosson, lo, the holech, the Rabbi. So again, keep the mishnayos. Finally, tashma, holech gets el ishti, ratzal achzor, yachzor. Heilach gets el ishti, ratzal achzor, lo yachzor. So we got an explicit brisa that says that holech and heilach are different. Man shamis lay the amar beholech ratzalach liyasar. Who holds that holech lav kishri? Rabbi Nosson. The ka'amar beheilach ratzalach liyasar. He says that by heilach he can't back out. Shmamina heilach kishri dami. Shmamina. Okay. So, at the end of the day, how do we pass it? Itmar. Hiskaba ligiti, the ishtacha amra hiskaba ligiti, who omer, holech v'tein la. He says holech in response to the shlich hiskaba. Sound familiar? Yes, because we've seen this. Well, we've sort of seen this already. One of the braces. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Nasa shlucho u'shlucho v'choletzes. And when I read this line in the Gemara first, I thought this was going to be a lundus. Oh, he's a hybrid shaliach. But disappointingly to those who are inclined towards a certain kind of lambanut, it just means it's a safek. Okay. I was hoping that some Rishon would say otherwise, but I haven't found. I'm sure that I didn't look everywhere, and Ephraim's going to dig somebody out for me tomorrow and says, oh, somebody actually says. I don't know how you could read it with the continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara says, so what's the deal? It's not clear whether she's Megureshes or not. It's not, and by the way, where is the get right now? The answer is he drops dead before she gets the get. The shaila is she a shlich kabbalah megureshes immediately, or shlich? The husband said holich, which means she's either a shlich kabbalah, or she's a shlich, or he's a shlich kabbalah, or he's a shlich halacha. If he's a shlich kabbalah, even the husband, if holich is kasei, she's megureshes immediately. In which case, she needs neither yibum, she needs neither chalitza, nor may she have yibum. If, however, holich is lat kisri, then she's not megureshes until the get reaches her hand. But oops, he dropped dead before she got the get. So it's a suffix whether she's megureshes, whether she's a grusha or an amana. If she's a grusha, she's free to go, and she's not allowed to do yibum. If she's an amana, she's mechuyevas to yibum or chalitza. So Rab wasn't sure. So the Gemara says, how, is that true? Rab wasn't sure? V'ho itmar, ho leichman meleploni shenei chayev lo, amar Rab chayev ach v'yuso. V'im bo lachzor, eno chozer. So if a man says, you do recognize the statement, because you learned that in those of you who did the first parak in the Nikias last semester, saw the statement. Rav says, if you give a pikadon to a shaliach, and you say to the shaliach, holech mana leploni, this is a halval maybe, the same thing, it could be pikadon or halval. Something that belongs to the person you're sending it to, fundamentally, that they're entitled to, not a gift. Holech mana zeh shani chayev lo leploni, holech mana leploni shani chayev lo. Rav says that on the one hand, you're chayev achrayus if something happens, you still stay back alone, because he's not a shlich kabbalah. On the other hand, you cannot back out anymore. Why? Because holech is kisri. And if you said the favorite to the person, zechi leploni, even though you're not potter, if something happens to it, because why? I'm not potter till I pay you back. But since holech is kisri, as soon as you're zoche, if the person ultimately gets it and chooses to accept it, which of course they're going to, then zochin la'adam shlo b'fanav, and as soon as you gave it to the shaliach, it belonged to the bialim, so you can't be chozer. So that's what Rav says. So you see that Rav holds holech is kisri dami. So the Gemara says, hasam safek mamona lakula hasafek safek yisur l'chomer. Can anybody explain this line to me? I can't. Yes, Ephraim? I think you're wrong, but you're a chacham. You understood exactly what I was asking. Did anybody understand? Did anybody else understand my question? Ephraim caught it. Did you figure that out now, or you thought about this when you were learning it?
No, I just thought it now.
That's solving the question. I'm not convinced that it does, okay? I understand we have a conversation in code. So can somebody else spell out what I was asking that Ephraim intuited? I understand why in our Gemara, Safek, it's a Chumrah, right? Issur v'hetar, you have to be Machmer. She's not allowed to do Yibam, but she requires to be married. I understand that by Mamanos, Rashi says the Kula is Hamotzi Mechavaraya, but who's the Mochsak here? That's what's bothering me. Nobody's Mochsak. Adarabba, I'd say if anything, in a certain sense, the Bailum are Mochsakim, the Shaleach. Because the last person that was known, it was in his possession, was the Shaleach. So if it's a suffix whether the other person was Zilkin or not, Mishtama, it's the remains in the Shaleach. Ephraim understood that was the question that was bothering me. Ephraim answered, not an unreasonable answer, but I'm not convinced by it, that because I owe the person the money, that's it, Holech Man Loponi Shenechai Lo, it already is not clear that I'm the Mosach. Maybe the other guy is considered Mosach. You're probably right, by the way. I still don't love it. I almost wish there was something about the Shaleach who plays a role here, but I don't know. I intuitively think that this is high there in no man's land. But Mishtama, from the fact that the Rishonim don't say anything, Ephraim is probably correct. That because I'm high of the Ploni, and I acknowledge I'm high of the Ploni, in effect, he's the one Mosach more on this mana that I owe him than I am on the mana.
And therefore, holeches kischi lakula. See, the problem is that's a chumra also. Like the chumra of dinei mamados is amotzi b'chalav haraya. I don't know. I Ephraim's probably right because none of the Rishonim say anything, but it just bothers me. All right. Anyway. No, oh no. I'm thinking about the din of a shalish. When it's in the hands of a shalish, when something is in the hands of a shalish, who's mochzak on it? Let's say, even though I know this is machlokas satana, but let's say this anyway. Jonathan owes me. I owe Jonathan $100. Okay. And I say, Jonathan, please, I need more time. You know, I haven't finished working out the svar and the sugya, and I can't collect my paycheck until I finish that working the svar and the sugya. I'll pay you when I get my paycheck. In the meantime, I have $50. All right? But if I'm afraid I give him $50, he's holding on to the shkar. He doesn't want to give me the shkar back because he doesn't want to lose the shkar against me. The good reason for not trusting me. So, I'm going to give the $50 to Shimmy, okay, because we both trust him. And Shimmy, if I don't give him back the money by a certain time, just give him $50 and he'll collect again. So that's the famous Asmachta case. But I don't really care about the particular din there. I want to know in the interim who's Muchsak on it. Now, I will tell you that Lagabe Nemonis, who has Nemonis when it's in the hands of the Shlish? You, me, or Shimmy? The answer is Shimmy. The Shlish now, which in a certain sense does say I'm no longer Muchsak on it, but the Shlish is Muchsak on it. That's what I don't know quite how to work out. We don't have to work this out now. It's really fine. I just want to sort of throw that out there. So yes. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav. Ein ha'isha osa shaliach lekabel lagita miyad shaliach baila. Rav says that a woman cannot appoint... we didn't finish the sugya. So how do we paskin? The Rif Paskins hold it lav kitzchid like Rabbi Nassan, and he points to Gemara in the fourth paragraph. Rabbi says that shliach matana k'shliach haget. That just like a shliach matana, I think, you say hold it lav kitzchid dami so to shliach haget. And it sounds like the Rif would paskin that across the board. The Ramban is not convinced. The Ran quotes this discussion, and we spoke about this earlier when we learned the first parak that. Tosus, Rabbi Natan makes a chiluk that seems fundamentally sound. He says that when you say Tain Kischi, when we paskin Tain Kischi, when the Mekabel is entitled to the money, when it's a Pikadon, when it's Halva, then I am paying back. So then my intention is it really belongs to him, so Holech and Tain are Kischi. When it comes to a Matana, where he's entitled to nothing, I want to hold on to it as long as possible because maybe I'll change my mind. And ditto might be true for a Get Isha as well. Where Rabbeinu Tam is mechanish is that by an Eved, according to the Chachamim, even though the Eved is giving the Ado nothing, so it's like a Matana, Tzini is still Kischi, according to the Chachamim, because Mistama the Eved did Nayach Nafshe for the Ado. He must have done something for the master, so that the master, when he's freeing him, it's really a form of sale, not a form of a gift. The Ran posits an alternative that it's often understood when the man frees the Eved is later going to give him money. He's going to earn money and pay him back for some of his freedom. So both of those cases, convert it to a chov of some kind as opposed to a matana. Okay. Fine. Lest you think that this is just abstract for us, it's not, but you have to translate in the language. If I owe somebody money, let's say I owe somebody $20, and Ephraim, can you bring this to the person? Can you take this for him? Right? What is... You know, and through this, take this for him. I'm taking language I think that we would use. Is presumably Zechi. Take this for him. Can you please take this to him? That's the suffix of whether Holech is Kasi or not. And let's say I change my mind. Let's say all of a sudden he sends me a nasty email. I discover it, you know, after five, get back here. I want those $20. Do we say Holech is Kasi? Actually matters. You know, I could give you a different Hechatimsa because you presumably I wouldn't want to be dishonest. I presumably would not want to go back on that money just because he sent me a nasty email. But let's say all of a sudden he owed me something from something else, and I see he's going to stiff me, or like he was supposed to give me back something. One of the, he repaired my computer for me, and I gave him the equipment to repair it. And now he's not giving the equipment back. And now so if I paid him, so here's the deal. If I didn't send the money back, I can withhold the money from him. Because, it's tvisa, effectively.
I can hold that back. But if I gave him money back already, now I'm going to have to take him to a Din Torah to get my tools from him. So it really matters when I said, do you please take this $20 to him? It really matters whether or not Holech is Kisri. Right? Why not? This is not a machlokas. This is not about the Halig of Lashon HaKodesh. This is about Lashon Bnei Adam. What the people, the question is not whether you can say Zechi or not. The question is, what do you mean when you say Holech or you say Tain? They do, but again, the question you want to ask is, when you use English phrase X, that's why I said, take this for him and take this to him are two very different phrases. I know what take this for him means. I'm almost sure that would be Zechi. Take this to him, I'm not sure. But that sounds, that's more like Holech, and it might carry the same valence, actually. I don't know. I'm not here to take a stand on it. I'm just pointing out why it actually really does matter. You know, it's not Maisa and B'chol Yom, but it's something that actually can matter. It's not Lamaisa and Gittin, because nobody ever gives a get like this. A get like this, because get is so highly controlled, with so many chumras around it, that you don't really wind up with sfeikos. You don't wind up with these kinds of sfeikos, because, you know, we do allow the point of a shaliach. We do today, you will have a particularly more, I mean, you have it both ways, but you will have situations where a woman doesn't want to be there, because it's just so uncomfortable for her, for whatever the reasons are, and therefore she'll appoint a shaliach, and a beis din will do that. I know it's been done. So some of the things matter, but nobody's going to do a holech or a zechi, because when the husband would come to a shaliach, it's going to be done by beis din, and if the husband said holech, we're going to say, no. What do you mean when you say that? Be very clear. Do you want it to be now, or do you want it to be when it gets time? I think typically it's done, the case or cases that I know, I think it's done with the shliach HaKabbalah. Of course it's done. No beis din will not want to do a shliach HaKabbalah, because the beis din wants to make sure when they're finished with the maisa, it's finished. Right, they don't want to, but you know, you can go ask Rabbi Yachter about that. Since I don't know, was he Rabbi? You might have had him at some point. So you can ask him you can confirm that they sometimes will do that, and I assume it's a shlech l'kabbalah. Okay.
So now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav, ina isha osa shlech l'kabbalah gita miyad shlech baila.
This reminds me. I just want to tell you, al berach b'di chusa. My wife sent me an email last night telling that my job is still secure, because she asked ChatGPT if it is permissible to make coffee on Shabbos. And I will share with you, I will forward you the email, it's still my inbox. The answer is bordered on the inane. So I still have a job. But I'm thinking of, you know, back in the day, because they're going to use this now, they have already been using a primitive form where you get a solicitation on the phone. And you don't realize you're not talking to a person. You're talking to a computer which had AI. This is already 7 years old, that knows how to respond to your prompts. So somebody in response created this other thing that will have a conversation with it. So you have to just hook it up, and that's for amusement. That's what you get. So that's what I feel like this is. He points to Shalmeh. She points to Shalmeh. Neither of them is there for the Kabbalists, I guess. But Dushlichem are having a conversation. That's what it's like. So Rav says you're not allowed to do that. And Rav Chanina Amar Isha Osa Shaliach LaKabbalah Gita Miyad Shaliach Baila. The question is, why did Rav say you can't? It doesn't seem true. The Gemara says, my time of the Rav. What's Rav's reason? Ibo Yisema Mishum Bizayon Dabal. Ibo Yisema Mishum Chatera Habala HaMikan. There are two very different reasons. One is that it's Bizayon Dabal, and he might be Machbet and not want it to be a get that way. We're not concerned about his cover. We're concerned about hustling the get. The other consideration is that maybe take the following scenario. A man wants to give his wife a get. He throws the get into her chatzer. So it works. We say, Gita, v'chatzer rabayim ke'echad. She's zocha in the get, and that's the husband giving it to her. Because chatzer works mitanyad. What happens if the husband puts a get in my chatzer? And then I am akna the chatzah to Isha. She's kona for me. So that's no good, because that's not going from the Baal to the Isha. So the Gemara is, the second opinion in the Gemara
which is Gzeri Mishum Chatzera Habalach Mikan, is that it looks like this. The Shaliach is in effect acting like the Isha, she's acting on behalf, he's acting, or she's acting on behalf of the Isha. But it wasn't her chatzer, it wasn't her shaliach after the Baal already put in the hands of his shaliach. So we're afraid that they're going to make a mistake and allow chatzer Baal and Chikan.
Either way, she's
well, no, because if she appoints a shaliach and he doesn't do anything until she already has a shaliach. That's analogous to him putting in her chatzer. Whereas when they both have shlichim, so he put it in the chatzer, she gets her own chatzer. That's the issue. But once his action only takes, which is why the Gemara is going to say, if the concern is Jerem Yishum Chatzer Abal Achamikan, our Gemara will say it's not a concern if she appoints the shaliach first. I don't know. I said that. Is that right? Am I right about that? Yes. Yes. So the Gemara says, "My Beinau, Ikar Beinau, the Kadma Iba Shavi Shaliach Meikar." There is another nafkamina, by the way, if the Baal is not machmir. That's the Gemara, I believe, on Daf Chaftalat at the end of, I think, the second parak, where the Gemara is talking about the Mishnah that was quoted earlier in our sugya, about Ha'isha Asma V'yas Gita. So the Gemara there asks the question, so what the Gemara says is, how does that work? She should be Migureshis immediately. The answer is no. The husband told her, appoint a shliach, you are going to be a shliach laholacha, and when you get there, appoint a shliach kabbalah who will receive it from you. And eventually the Gemara says there has to be someone in between, because that's the next sugya. You can't have the shliach laholacha turn into a shliach kabbalah immediately. That's the case that works. She can't become a shliach kabbalah. So the Gemara asks, how can she do that? Rav said that the Isha cannot appoint the Shalech LaKabbalah to be Mekabel Get Miyad Shalech Baila, which is herself. So the Gemara says, no. That's only, that if it's because of Bizay in the Baal, the husband told her to do it. He's obviously not Machted. So that's the other Nafkamina. So the Gemara there has to say, no. It has to be, what if the concern is Jerem Yishum Chatzer Baalah? So that's what the Gemara says, the two Nafkaminas, and Rav Chanina, obviously, is not concerned. So now the Gemara tells a story. Who governed the Shadar LeGita LeDemisu? He sends his get as a wife. Azar shlicha ashkacha ki yasla kalisha. She is busy kneading dough. She took her wedding band off, not because she knows she was getting a get, because she didn't want to get it dirty. That's why women have to take their, that's why Shulchan says women have to take their rings off during Kriyas Yadayim, because they take it off when they do lisha. So, because they don't want to get dirty. So it's not, it's considered a chachitza. So she says, hey, he says to her, hey, Gitach, here's your get. Amrlei, levei biyadcha. The Ram insisted either has to be levei li biyadcha. The Rif has a girsa of levei pikadon biyadcha. So she's basically telling him to be a shliach lekabbalah. Hold my get for me means you accept the get for me because my hands are dirty now. So Amrlei Rava, im isal the Rabbi Chanina, avadit ba'uvda. If I knew that we paskin like. I'm sorry, Amar of Nachman. Im Isa le the Rabbi Chanina Avdi Ba'oda. If I knew that we passed in like Rabbi Chanina against Rav, I would say she's Megureshes. We would be Osim Ba'maisa. So Amar le Rabba, Im Isa Rabbi Chanina Avnis Ba'oda, really? Holo Chazosh Lichosei Telabao? So this, I think I mentioned at some point, is why we use the term Shalach. Shalach comes back to you. Shilach does not come back to the PM. In order for shlichus to be good, the shaliach has to be able to say, I did my shlichus, and come back to the Baal and say, I completed my shlichus. If before he can do that, he becomes someone else's shaliach in this process, that's not chazor shlichus etzal Baal. So if he is going to turn into shlich l'kabbalah instantaneously from shlich halacha, that's not chazor shlichus etzal Baal. That's not, and therefore, it's not good shlichus. So there, even if you were to say that the Isha could make a shlich kabbalah to be mekabel miyad shlich baila, it has to be someone different. It can't be the shlich laholacha morphs into the shlich lakabbalah. So shalchu lekamei the Rabbi Ami, they sent the shayla to Rabbi Ami. Shalach lehu lochaz v'shlichus ekabal, just like Rabbi suggested. Rav Chiya bar Abba, however, said nisyashe v'davar. He said, "Got to think about this. Not sure."
Hadar shalchu akamei de ruchi barabbi. They sent it to him again. Amar kohani shalchu lei vasli. How many times are you going to send it to me? Ki heicha the misafkir lehu ledidu. Hachanami misafkir lehu ledidu. I'm not sure. Therefore, have a davasher be'erva. The davasher be'erva choletes below. Davasher be'erva choletes. To stop ache. Whether she's migrashus or not. Therefore, she needs chalitza, but she can't do yibum. Havna uvda, there was a maisa. The atzucha rabitzach bar shvo marat, a get for chalitza. He required the woman to do get a get from the husband and to do chalitza. Which the Gemara immediately says, okay. If she's doing chalitza, that husband is not giving her get, because dead men do not give getin. If the husband gives her get, he's alive, and therefore there's no need for chalitza. So the Gemara says, no, get mechayim chalitza lacha mitzvah. And this doesn't mean both. It means two different scenarios. If he's alive, he's got to give her a get. If he's dead, she needs chalitza. So that's where the Gemara leaves this. Cholochazra shlichus etzel abal, the get is no good. Well, yes, it's not good enough to marry with. Correct, correct. So I'm not sure that that's true. I guess it is. It's a machlokas. The other Amoran said machlokas shlichus etzel abal. Reb Chiya bar Abba was mesupak, and it looks like from the tzium, which I did not look up, it looks like that the mom was going to pass into safek, meaning she would not be she would not be allowed to be yibum, but she would require chalitza, right? Which pronouns? What's funny about the pronouns? Just as they are mesupak, we are mesupak too. Did who is them? Didan is us. I think that's what we just.
He, what?
Yes, first time he said this Yashe Bedavar. Now he says, why do they keep sending it to me? He hechi, just as the Misafka Lididhu, just as it's suffix for them, Misafka Nami, Hachanami, Misafka Lan Lididhan. It's also a suffix for us. I don't know the answer. That's why I didn't send that, because I'm not sure. Does that answer your question? Okay. Fine. Yes, because he's clutching to the people around him. Oh, sorry, now I understand your question. Right, no. Imagine some guy walks in and chapters me. Or, you know, say he walks out and say, how many times is he going to make me crazy? That's the analog. Yeah, he's not speaking back to them. You could check his fayad if there's Lididchu or something like that, but I assume he's talking to people around him. It's like, they're a bunch of nudics. Okay, finally the Gemara says, Ahid de hava karale nafasa, ozo sade kasu tafasa. The Aden wrote her name wrong. Amber of Yitzhak bar Shmuel, bar Martha, Rishmei de Rav, asu Aden shlechusan. They can't write another get. Why? They didn't even give her the get, they realized it was wrong. Because the husband made the sofer and the Aden shluchim to write one get. Once they wrote the get, they're no longer shluchim, they can't write it again because they're writing of their own volition. So the Gemara says, Maskifla Rabba. Rabba said, what are you talking about? Mikamalu Ksurbu Chaspa? Did he tell him to write a shard? You know, what is a chaspa? It's a pottery shard. What does it mean? Something completely useless. He didn't tell them to write something useless and give it to her. So they haven't finished their shlichus until they write a proper get. Okay. Ela, I'm a Rabba. Vada ikasuf sade gita ma'alya v'avad asu edim shlichusan. If they wrote a proper get, and then it got lost, too late. Now the shlichus is over. So Maskevler of Nachman, or Nachman says to Rabbi, what are you talking about? Mikamelux kisuv anchor bechisaychu. Tell him to write again and put it in your attaché case. No, obviously it was telling him to give it to her. El Amr Nachman kosuv the nos nafshi the meparu. If they have to do it 100 times, so they get it right. So it's good. Tosis writes something here that I don't really understand. All the Rishonim quoted. The Ri says that if we have a case where the get wasn't lost, but when Mesupak where the get is good, then the Eidim cannot write another get. Because the Shlichus might be over in this case. And therefore it's better when you write the get to tell the husband to authorize the Shluchim to write as many getin as necessary to get her divorced. For the satisfaction of the basement. What I don't understand is the following. Did they give her the get? If they gave her the get, why can't you write a another get, misafek in the following. If the first get was a good get, you don't need it. If the first get, it turns out, was pasul, then they gave her pasul a get. It was a chaspa. So why? And if you didn't give the get, what's the problem with writing another get? Because until you have given the get, lo asur shlichus lechusan. In fact, if you say, but the get is still extant, it's a very simple solution. Take the get, stick it in the shredder, and now you can write the second get. I just don't understand. Like, is there a need that you... There is a discussion somewhere in the Masechta about knowing which get. You're giving both getting, like, if you have two getting, they get mixed up, and we don't know which one is which. You give both getting to both... Is that the issue? It's one woman here. You just don't know which was the right get. I don't know. Try it. Why are you asking about Safek Tzivei Baal? It's not Chisaron and Shlichus. It's not the Baal. If your Shlichus ended and then you write another get, it's very nice. You gave her a nice piece of paper, but the husband wasn't mitzvah of that, so it wasn't Venasan Biyada. It's not his get. He didn't do anything. Not on the Shema. I thought it's learned from Nasan, the other.
That's the fact that he could be a shliach. But I think the
okay. Now the, what's that? Excellent question. Maybe it's also shlichus in the get. It belongs to our Mishnah. Like, think about Okar Shlichusan on Amr Aleph. But that's where the Shaliach is Okar himself. And now the Baal might be Okar Shaliach by saying, your Shlichus ends here. So yes, I think you're right also. It's the unusual chain of names that creates it. But it is made in Yano Shel Sugya.
It's a little bit further, though.
Yes. But let me put this for Yoni. If we had this question, and we wanted to discuss it, which Sugya in the Masechta would you stick it in? Probably this one. You probably stick it at the end of the Sugya. So it kind of goes together. But that is astute noticing that it's the same Amorayim. Which obviously, by the way, not in this case because it's too close in topic, but the fact that very often the same Amorayim stuff is put together, odd chains of Amorayim, when the statements are totally unrelated, shows you what? That it's being initially transmitted orally. Right? Because it's a memory device. Otherwise, someone writing it, unlikely that they would ever choose to put those things together. You like that, Jonathan, huh? What's that? I don't know if I ever read that in my academic training, you know, because it's a whole debate when the Gemara was written down, when the Mishnah was written down. A debate already in traditional sources of what the Gersos are, but that's an obvious sign, I think that's an obvious sign of orality.
Okay. The last piece in the Gemara here is, Bo'amirei Rav Meir Nachman, Kisru Turu Shaliach. If he tells the Eid to write it and give it to Shaliach, Mahu. Saluke saluklahu odumalatircha de duchayish.
Says the machlokas, the riff in the Rashi, what this means. Rashi says here, as you would have expected, it's just a continuation of the Gemara, which is, if they write the get, he says, write the get and give it to Shaliach. And he wrote the get and they gave it to the Shaliach. At that point, because he said give it to the Shaliach, does that mean their shlichus is now terminated? And if the get is destroyed or something happens, they can't write another one because he put a terminal point on it? He didn't say kisru tenu. Or do we say no? He just said kisru tenu shaleach because he wanted to make their life easier.
Okay. And then Amalei Rav Ravashi, assuming that it was just to make their life easier, he said tenu shaleach v'yolech. That extra word that does indicate that he's not there to be the no. How does it go? Is it the other way? It's the other way. If you say that also shlichusam, but what if he said kisul l'turul ploni v'yolich and he didn't get it there? So maybe v'yolich becomes part of the condition and therefore lo asu shlichusam until it actually gets there. And the Gemara says teku, every teku is l'chomer.
The Rif actually asks a different question, I think. He understands on the first question, at least, I don't have the second works out, that when he said tumu shalich, does that mean they're not allowed to bring the get to give the get to the wife, or is he just making their life easier? So it's really about not whether or not their ability to write another get, but whether or not they can actually serve a shluchim.
is kissed to the tumah shaliach because he wants to make a communion for them, or because he's machpir.
And the last line, Rabbi Shimon Leah Omer, Af Omer is totally giti imratz alasei lasser, Tan Rabbanan toli v'sali v'yehedi b'yadcha kulan l'shon kabbalahim. I don't think that this point appears to be disputed, and Rabbi Shimon Leah Mestam is not coming to argue in the Mishnah. Even if he were coming to argue in the Mishnah, why would we pass him like him? You should know this if you do all the Maseches Gittin, or if you should know this because you've heard it from me, or you've learned other parts of Shas, right? Kol makom shishana ramishim el mishnah seino halacha kamoso chutz mei orev tzidan raya achrona is in Sanhedrin. Orev, I don't remember if it's in Bava Basra, I'm aware, but tzidon is in our gemara. There's a maisa but tzidon, I think, in the 7th or 8th parak, about something in the giving, some tanai the husband had in the get, and whether or not you could fulfill the tanai in a backhanded way to satisfy the husband's requirements from Shimon Leah, I think was Mako, and we don't pass him like him. Of course, if you don't want to pass like Shimon Leah the Mishnah, there's a simple solution. You just say, oh, it's the other Rabbi Shimon Leah, because there are two. I don't know, I assume there are two Rabbi Shimon Leahs. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Hillel, v'Shimon b'no, v'Gamliel b'no, v'Shimon b'no, nog nesiyus an me'er shana kodem abayis. That Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak, in Shabbos in the first parak, and Avodah Zarah, I think, also in the first parak, is an important way to remember who the Nesiim were. Hillel, Shimon b'no, Gamliel b'no, Shimon b'no. That Gamliel is Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, who was a Nasi when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. His son, Rashbag, is Rabbi Shimon Leal the first, who was the Nasi at the time of the Churban, who Josephus actually refers to by name. Josephus does not have nice things to say about him, but I don't give too much credence to Josephus. Not on these matters. He was a turncoat. And then after the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is the interregnum, but then the next Nasi is Rabbi Gamliel. It's Rabbi Gamliel Hasheni, Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, who was the contemporary of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua and got temporarily deposed. His son was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Hasheni, who's the contemporary of, you know, Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yose, and so on. And his son is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So anyway, there are two Rabbi Shimon Leo, so you can always say, oh, that's the other Rashbag, that's why we don't paskin like him. Right? So this comes up. I didn't make that up. I think you'll find posters in the chat who say something like that. So. Okay. So.